So who's going to be the next CEO of Massachusetts Public Schools? Well, we're one step closer to finding out because the state's Board of Elementary and Secondary Education has been interviewing the three final candidates for Massachusetts Ed Commissioner. The candidates are Penny Schwinn, Angelica Infante Green, and Jeffrey Riley. And the final vote takes place on Monday. WBUR Edify reporter Max Larkin is at the Boston Omni Parker House where the interviews are taking place. Hello, Max.
Hi, Meghna.
Okay, so Jeffrey Riley, he's the one local guy amongst the finalists. His interview is taking place right now. You just stepped out. What's the board asking him?
Yeah, Riley's got kind of an unfair advantage since he's been the one reporting back to them about his receivership, his oversight of the Lawrence Public Schools. He's been asked about that very idea of receivership, basically state takeover of a struggling district. And, you know, he actually has some interesting thoughts about it. He says that when he came into Lawrence, it had a kind of stigma around it, that it was, a sort of foreign occupation of a school district. Here's what he said.
You know, when I came to Lawrence, people looked at me in some ways as like Darth Vader. And I had to kind of change that reputation that we are not here to blow everything up. We're here to work with you and support you.
So that's Jeffrey Riley. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Max. Yeah.
No, I the strategies that he talked about, I mean, approaching the union, really celebrating teaching, those were... It would be interesting to see him be commissioner because he would then be the person overseeing who goes into receivership, and hopefully it would be a kind of kinder, gentler version if he gets it.
Okay, interesting. So I want to actually spend a little time talking about the other two candidates, mostly because I suppose the Massachusetts education community does not know them as well since they're from out of state. First of all, Penny Schwinn, she is currently from Texas, even though she's been in a couple other places. She was the first to interview this morning. How did that go?
Yeah, it was interesting. She's certainly the most kind of controversial of the finalists. She had to field about half a dozen questions about a scandal that surfaced shortly after she arrived in Texas, where they had seen special education enrollments kind of plunge. And then the Houston Chronicle looked into it, and it felt as though they reported sort of an effective cap on the number of students who are allowed to take advantage of special education. That would have started well before Penny Schwinn came to Texas, but she became the point person. She sort of came out and said, there's no cap. It's an indicator, but then just 2 weeks ago, the U.S. Department of Education said, well, what you were doing, whatever it was not lawful. And so she has talked, and she sort of had to say, listen, we have to make this up to the kids who got left behind during that period. Here's a quote from her interview.
We have to absolutely determine who was not identified because of this indicator, who deserve to be identified, and provide compensatory services for all of those children. And if you think about that, it's 3% of the 500,000 students who are identified, but we're 3% of 5.3 million students year over year for 14 years. That's a lot of kids.
Hmm. So a significant amount of questioning, as you said, Max, was about the special ed controversy that she oversaw in Texas. So before we run out of time, though, I want to actually give you a chance to tell us about the candidate who followed Penny Schwinn, Angelica Infante Green, a really different kind of interview than Penny Schwinn had.
Yeah, she kind of blew them away a little bit, it seemed like. I mean, she came in very assured. Now, her roots are in New York from a child, but then she worked for the New York City Department of Education and then the New York State, so she's no stranger to kind of intense media scrutiny and kind of intense spotlight quality. She's spent a lot of her career, she's a first-generation immigrant, she's spent a lot of her career focusing on English language learners, and she kind of pioneered a reform in New York which pivoted the state toward dual language learning, so mm-hmm. classes split into English immersion and Spanish immersion or Chinese immersion. That's been seen as a hugely promising thing. She actually practices it at home, speaking in Spanish to her children. Her husband speaks in English. And now Massachusetts embraced that change last year with the LOOK Act, and Angelica Infante Green says you should see that as very exciting. There's a quote from her interview here as well.
You've had exponential growths of English language learners in different communities. That is such an opportunity, I have to tell you. Their home language is an asset that we have not capitalized on.
And I also noticed that during the conversation, she managed to get the board to just stop saying special ed and start saying differently abled. So it's interesting sort of the different feel that her conversation had. But, you know, as we said, the last interview is going on right now. Just in a couple of seconds, Max, here. What's next? When are we going to know who the new ed commissioner is?
Yeah, the turnaround happens really quickly. So they are going to adjourn, meet again on Monday, vote on a final candidate. They need a two-thirds vote, and then the Secretary of Education, Jim Pizer, makes the final decision. So Monday night, we should have a sense of who will be the captain of the ship of Massachusetts public schools.
Well, Max Larkin is Edify reporter for WBUR. Thank you so much for stepping out of the interviews. I'll get you right back to it, Max. Thanks so very much.
Thanks, Meghna.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.